I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, enjoyed by us, hopefully also enjoyed by you, where we analyze the hottest trends and happenings that we think are a thing by our not yet patented scientific method of going to the store, asking our friends, just walking up to schoolyards and
going
looking
back to
what
the store,
kids are wearing.
Looking on Google Trends.
Something, something. Instagram. I don't know. Yeah. But I believe it's working.
Taking a BuzzFeed quiz.
That it is working and you keep showing up. God love you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're glad that we have been keeping the world safe for you, talking to young people and or other trendy folks. Can I begin with one I found at the store since we were
Please.
Just talking about this?
How appropriate. Please do.
I was walking through the store. I was looking to buy some San Pellegrino, trying to drink a little more mineral water, you know, okay. have a little, mm-hmm. you know, fancy sparkly water in my life. Okay. And I wanted the glass bottles because I don't need to add more plastic to the world. So I was like, oh, I'll just get a glass bottle. It's easily recyclable, a little heavier. But then I found the San Pellegrino in a box, like a scotch box. You know how fancy scotch comes in a box?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like even like some kind of like yeah. some like fancy wines even, you know, like super cool wines come in
mm-hmm.
a box.
Mm-hmm.
There's San Pellegrino in a box.
Wait, so you don't drink the San Pellegrino out of the box. You're saying it's the glass bottles inside a fancy box?
It's a glass bottle of San Pellegrino with a special label on it in a box
goodness.
Like it's a bottle of scotch.
Okay, that is hilarious. That's like the new way to fancy up a bottle with more wasteful packaging. Oh my
well,
God, I'm
exactly.
so Northern California right now. But like, why do you need to put your glass bottle, which is perfectly portable, in a fancy box? It is a really pretty box, though. There is a
it
photo,
is.
Which I believe you can see later at our website. It's a thing.me.
It's a dark blue box with little diamonds that represent the bubbles that are in the San Pellegrino, and they're kind of in the shape of the bottle.
Oh, look at
well,
you.
Very well designed.
Look at you, design nerd. I love that.
It's just the 750 milliliters of the normal San Pellegrino. At first, I thought it would, and I actually thought this would have been worse. I thought it were going to be like, it's a special spring fed, you know, from a special spring. Like they were going to try to make it look like the 30-year-old bottle of scotch, but water. Thankfully, they didn't do that. It's just the normal water that you would get, but in a box. I mean,
in a box.
Are you going to give the? It's like, okay, sometimes you put something in a box because it's going to be a gift.
Right.
Right. And so it's a gift boxed version of the normal thing, right? Box of chocolates in a fancy box instead of the normal box. Sure. But I'm not giving anyone San Pellegrino as a gift.
Yeah, no. And it's funny because I'm looking at your picture and it appears to say like anniversary edition. So
yes,
apparently
yes.
the kind of big thing here, big thing idea is that if you want something to seem fancier, you put it in a fancy cardboard box.
You put it in a box.
That says anniversary edition.
Anniversary edition. Well, that's why I was like, okay, what's the anniversary? Nothing.
Nothing. Just fancier looking.
Are there San Pellegrino collectors who are like, oh, I need the anniversary edition box of San Pellegrino?
Hold, please, while I go to eBay.com.
That one I wouldn't be 100% shocked if it was true.
Vintage San Pellegrino.
Because San Pellegrino is definitely all about style. It's pretty much the same water you get in any sparkling water thing, and you know, at me, it's fine, San Pellegrino fans, about why that's not true, but it's mostly true.
There are a lot of, I will say, when you look up vintage San Pellegrino on eBay, because that's what we do on this show, is eBay stuff live. There is a Magnum glass bottle 100th anniversary commemorative 18 inch bottle, and it has like the cool cork stopper. $50.
Wow.
Lots of posters. You know, I have to say, there is something really special about San Pellegrino in or outside a box. Like, it does sort of say, and good for you, Tom, for going this route. It does kind of say, I'm very classy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, I used to take casual carpool a lot. So casual carpool in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area, is this thing where you, like, go to a designated place. And it's for commuters who are crossing the Bay Bridge. So you go to a designated place and you get in a car with some people, which I know sounds crazy, but it worked. It was, you know, pre-planned. It was basically like Uber before there was Uber. And you have to be three people to be a carpool over the Bay Bridge. So it wasn't that scary. But I took casual carpool for years. And I will never forget one time getting in a casual carpool with this lady who was driving a Suburban. And she just had that, like, I'm a rich lady look. And she was in her huge Suburban. And on her way to work, instead of like some janky, you know, coffee mug or whatever, she was drinking what was clearly like an ice cold, dewy San Pellegrino. And her Suburban cup holder was so big that it could accommodate the full size bottle of San Pellegrino.
Really?
And I was just like, that lady degaff. Like, that lady just does what she wants in life.
Does not at all. Yeah.
Her San Pellegrino just told me everything.
Yeah. And honestly, I buy the San Pellegrino because it's the same price at my grocery store as pretty much all the others on the shelf, the Perrier and the Evian and all of that. And I like the design of the bottle better. I'm like, they're all the same, same price. I'm going to pick the one that looks nice.
The box.
But I didn't buy the box.
I wonder if the box I have so many questions about the box. It does look really good.
The box price was, you know, this is funny. I priced it out. The box price was $4.99. The normal bottle is $3.99, but it was on sale at the time, two bottles for $3.99.
Okay.
The 750.
So the box was cheaper.
Bottles. The box was $4.99. The normal price of a regular bottle is $3.99.
Right.
And the regular bottles were on sale.
The regular bottles were on sale. I'm sorry. I thought the box was on sale. Well, that's because it's 120 years.
At least an extra dollar for the box.
120 years. Anniversary edition. Why is San Pellegrino
been
around so long?
Years. I'm not sure if I want to drink it.
I have so many questions about San Pellegrino all of a sudden. Really cool vintage posters too on eBay. Just saying.
Yeah. I'm drinking San Pellegrino right now. So I'm not trying to throw San Pellegrino under the bus. I'm just not sure I need to buy it in a box.
Because it says, I do what I want, San Pellegrino. Ironically, my first thing has thirst in the name. But unrelated.
San Pellegrino will not quench this kind of thirst.
I just learned this amazing phrase, and I see that I put the links in the wrong boxes. So just FYI, click the one below. I just learned this phrase, thirst trap. So
okay.
You have probably heard the phrase thirsty.
That guy's so thirsty.
Right. Or like all those thirsty 17-year-old girls like fainted like the fainting goats when Shawn Mendes took his shirt off.
Because they're so thirsty.
I should really probably edit Urban Dictionary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thirsty is kid slang these days for horny. And what I discovered is that the kids these days, with a mocking tone, refer to like an overly sexy Instagram post as a thirst trap. Like a post on social media whose only purpose is to get attention by looking as like hot as possible. But what I found very hopeful about this, like the reason that I decided it's a thing as opposed to just like a neat Urban Dictionary phrase, is that I kind of love, it's like part of the idea that there's a backlash against everything being too perfect,
mm-hmm.
which I think you talked about. And it's that there seems to be an equal, I mean, I'm sure that the kids are also thirsty because they're nothing but hormones right now. But I like the idea that they're looking at these, you know, a lot of them are girls, let's be honest, but some of them are dudes on TikTok and Instagram who are basically just trying to be like super sexy and without substance. And they're like, that's just a thirst trap.
Hey, guys, are these shorts too tight? Screw off with your thirst trap.
Right.
Is the demonstration on Urban Dictionary.
On Urban Dictionary. So even Urban Dictionary gets that it is a thing to be mocked. And I was like, I find that hopeful, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean by that. Where
the youth of America, yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yes, that there's some awareness and that they're not just like, I love it.
Yeah, I'm not blindly just falling for every, you know, thirst trap on the internet. Thank you.
Yes, totally. I mean, look, maybe it's overly hopeful. But no, I think it's kind of a great, and literally like my son did that. Like we were watching TikToks. One of them came up and it was just, and I was looking at him and I was like, I don't even know what to do with this because it's so inappropriate. And I want to go on like a feminist rant about how girls shouldn't have to do this crap online. And it's not a good, it's not an appropriate way to get attention and blah, blah, blah. And without, he wasn't even looking at me and I hadn't even started talking. And he just goes, that's just a thirst trap. Totally dismissively. And I was like, ah,
right. And it kind of takes the power out of the problem by saying that, right? It's like, oh, this is no longer pressure on me to feel like I need to be like that because I now have a label for it that I can dismiss it as like, yeah, no, I don't want to get caught up into the thirst trap game.
Yep. Yep. I'm like, wow.
I like it.
It feels kind of evolved that it even exists.
Yeah. This is my hope. This has always been my hope. And I'm right there with you because I don't think you're overselling it as like, and therefore we don't have any problems on the internet anymore because calling things, you know, it's not like that, but it's our hope is that like, we're not stuck forever in the conditions we're in. We're always evolving and we will evolve in a way to deal with the problems that are now. And there'll be new problems, of course, but We're not always going to be stuck with, you know, the echo box and the amplification and the, you know, and the social pressures that we see now.
I hope not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this is an indication of part of that evolution.
Right. And I would hope that that's what would happen is that you'd see somebody just sort of thinking like the best way for me to get attention is like cleavage and giant lips. And that a slightly more evolved internet audience. Now, talk to me in like 2 more years when my son is just like a ball of hormone and we'll see.
Well, but there'll be that. That's interesting too, because what was sexy for your parents certainly is not sexy to you.
Yes.
Usually. Yep. What was sexy leading up to you rebel against what was sexy for the previous generation.
Totally.
And so the thirst trap is feeling a little like that. Like, oh, that's what those millennials do. They're gross.
I think that's actually really true because there is this girl on TikTok now who's just like the hottest thing going. She's totally blown up and she like looks very natural. Like she has no makeup on. She just has sort of like straight hair. It's like there's some cleavage, but not a ton of it. Like she's very hot, but she's not thirsty trap hot. Like she's not showing a ton of skin. It probably goes all the way back to like, I don't know. Well, it was like one of our first episodes when I said that modest fashion was becoming a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just looks like normal.
Yeah. Well, and think about it. When I was growing up, hippies were not sexy anymore. Right?
Oh,
it was
ooh,
gross. Like, you know, put some clothes on.
I know, that's
on,
how we got that gross 80s. Like, we grew up with that 80s, 90s style that was so, like, tight clothes. And
It was like,
totally.
let's take a little pride in how we look. You know, not just fall apart. And now it's funny that you said like where we're headed now is back to the natural. Like, let's just be modest. Let's, you know, it's interesting.
Totally. Anyway, I'm not falling for that thirst trap.
Well, I want to talk about socks. Safe socks. Socks is great. Let's be socks positive.
I'm socks positive. Dang it. You beat me to it.
but I'm kind of pulling together a few different things here because there's the Bombas socks. Where they like you, it's like the what's the shoes that do the same thing where you buy a pair of socks and then they'll send socks to somebody who needs socks.
Yeah.
Toms, thank you. Yeah. How did I not remember that name?
It's pretty.
What is it?
You're too close to it.
Reminds me of something.
You're just too close to it. If only. Yeah.
But there's the Bombas. There's heart socks is kind of a trend. The like white socks with little pink heart on them. Of course, now they're kind of venturing out into multiple hearts and stuff, but that's kind of a mini trend.
Yeah.
And what I have found by pursuing the sock lead, pulling on that thread, if you will, is socks are great gift items now.
Interesting.
The old saw of like, what did you get for Christmas? Socks. Yep. Socks are cool to give as gifts.
Oh my
because
God.
You have all these different really cool, fun socks out there that have holiday designs or, you know, anime figures or they're Bombas. So they're socially aware. They're all over the place.
I'm looking at the Happy Socks. The Happy Socks.
Happy Socks is another one like Bombas. It's like totally like hot now.
This does make sense. I mean, you know, the startup culture is all about the fancy sock or the cool looking socks that you can see under your pants. And
yeah,
I guess
right.
I'm not surprised, but that isn't, I mean, full disclosure, I am stoked to hear this because two people on my list are getting socks already because
right.
I was like, oh, these socks are so funny.
And like 20 years ago, the idea of getting someone socks, even if they were fun, cool socks like this, it'd be like,
yep.
What are you doing? Like, do you not like them? Why are you getting them? You got them socks? Yeah.
And instead I was like, oh, this will be so great. He loves
yeah,
socks.
Yeah. And now, no, and now you're, the people amazing. On your list will be excited. They'll be like, oh, these are such cool socks. Like that's total culture change. Socks are
By
a
the
thing.
Way, guy who's listening right now, it's not you. You're not getting the socks. It's someone else.
Like right. That. Gotta be careful.
This is so, yeah. I got to say, not only do I totally agree with you that this is a thing and I see how and why it's a thing, I would like to congratulate you because this is an excellent observation. Like, this is totally a thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Really
I was,
good
I
one.
Was kind of excited when I finally got to the realization because I was looking around for different things and yep. I'm like, wait, I'm seeing socks everywhere.
You are totally right. And this actually makes me feel great about the socks that I purchased.
And people are talking about socks too. Like it's coming up in conversations
amazing.
I'm having. Like
I like want to buy all these. There's some really good socks on here too.
Right?
Insidehook.com. Bombas
There's
looks
fuzzy
delightful.
Socks and ankle socks, but they're all
Actually,
designs, right?
Come to think of it, I've bought 3 pairs of socks. And I recently took a trip to the 90s, aka Barnes & Noble, which was delightful, by the way. Remember when Barnes & Noble was like the big evil and now I'm just like, never go away, Barnes & Noble, I love
Isn't
you.
That is kind of a sub thing right there is the rejuvenation of people's fondness for Barnes & Noble instead of being the evil bookstore squasher. It's like the last of a dying breed.
It's the last of a dying breed. I know you're just like, I don't want it to go away. I was like, I've never had a nicer time in a store than Barnes & Noble. I was looking at all the books and then they have all these funny little gifts and they had a huge display of reading socks and
wow.
It worked and I totally
yeah.
bought a pair
yeah, yeah
for Christmas for someone else
so like
but yeah,
fuzzy
like,
comfortable socks for you to yeah. put on while you're sitting there by the fireplace drinking your port
yep and I was like yeah. How charming is that reading socks but now I'm thinking oh my God the entire because it was a big display I was like I've never seen reading socks
nice
at Barnes & Noble before yeah nailed it you I'm just like pre-calling that you nailed that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think there's good evidence of that out there. So I feel pretty good about this. Thanks.
Yeah. Nope. Nailed it. Love it. Okay. So my next thing I admit that I'm going a little double culture, but it
Nothing wrong
came,
with that.
You know, a little bit, but it came up because, that rapper Juice WRLD died.
Oh
at
yeah.
Age
no,
of
I
21
heard about that.
And his, I think for a while I even had his song Lucid Dreams in the bullpen because Lucid Dreams was like a thing. All these people were mm-hmm. remixing it and it was a really big TikTok song and Juice WRLD was, you know, he was like the rapper that everyone listened to. But in conversations about Juice WRLD, so then like I loaded up a playlist of Juice WRLD and rappers like him. And then in doing so discovered that this style of rap that's sort of like emotional and singy like Post Malone, it is a thing. It has a name. It's called emo rap.
Oh.
Emo rap, like it's more emotional. In 2018, apparently emo rap was the fastest growing genre on Spotify, and it's why you had like, actually what I think is interesting is that the sub thing is that apparently emo rap is fatal because that pork. I mean, so young. So Juice WRLD died. XXXTentacion was an emo rapper who I think was shot. There was like another one. Meek Mill was sort of in that category. Anyway, like 3 or 4 of them have died, which is terrible.
Yikes.
And a little bit of a, like a dark sub theme
right.
to emo rap. But it's like Post Malone, Lil Peep, like, and they're the, I mean, you know, we could play some in post, or we'll have some links. There's a altpress.com has like best emo rappers from 2018. but it's basically like, it's nice. Like they have like nice singing and there's a lot of feelings and they're kind of sad. Lil Uzi Vert is a emo rapper.
It's moody. It's moody rap.
It's moody rap. It's rap with feelings. And it's so unusual. And that's what's, it's actually really nice. It's very enjoyable. I mean, I love Post Malone because I'm like a child.
Is it musically the yacht speaking. Rock of rap?
Oh my God. It kind of is.
I mean, I say that with all respect to the emo rappers out there. Maybe it's not. I don't mean to, you know.
No, but it kind of is.
Step to you or in disrespect.
Post Malone as Peter Cetera definitely works for me. That is hilarious.
Man, I was thinking Doobie Brothers, who went from like rocking to yacht rocking, right? Yeah. This is like going from rapping to emo rapping.
Well, and like I think it's Juice WRLD or maybe it's XXXTentacion, but like his first song, I think it's XXXTentacion, which is so hard to say. Intention, maybe. Anyway, his first song is like completely just terrible rap song, right? It's like, and then a bunch of words I'm not allowed to say. And then his later songs are like this sort of acoustic sound. There's like singing. It's about heartbreak. I mean, Post Malone, I think even you said something about Fall Apart earlier, and I was thinking like, oh, I love that Post Malone song. Ooh, I fall apart. I mean, it's like, it's feeling stuff, which is so unlike rap. I mean, there's like feelings, but they're sort of like tough guy feelings. Anyway,
Sunflower, emo rap. Hit of the year.
Sunflower. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I was like kind of thrilled to discover.
That's great.
That
I
it
love
has
this.
A name. And it really is just like, it's really good music for people who, you know, it's like, I want you to go find your relative over the holidays who doesn't like rap music and be like, really?
Have you tried emo rap?
I'm going to play Lucid Dreams for you. RIP Juice WRLD. But plagued with so many of the, you know, I mean, there's still like a lot of the songs are about drugs and all these other things, but it's so accessible. I mean,
yeah,
it's
one
like
of the Post Malone songs is very much about not getting along very well at all with someone. Like I was listening to it one day, I was like, oh, this is a happy little song. And then I was listening to the lyrics like, no, it's not.
You're like, oh, it's super duper not, turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, emo rap. There you go.
I if like that shows it. Up this, in a this feels Buzz like a VSCO quiz. Girl that's going to help people. Like they're going to be able to use emo rap in a situation that people will be surprised and will help them further them in their social life.
I think so. Yeah. Because it turns out it is really like a powerful and growing subgenre of rap and hip hop.
I think you've done the world a service once again.
Assuming
Mollywood.
That they don't all die.
Yeah, please.
Because wow.
Real quickly, I want to follow up. Did you see that Jomo is in a Jack in the Box ad?
Yep. Speaking of nailed it.
Look at us. All right. Yeah. One of the ways we're able to continue to nail it is because of your continued feedback, giving us new things, reinforcing the things that we've actually predicted on the show. And Britt wrote in with a podcast thing. Just found the show through the random flubs that Tom has on other shows. I think he meant flogs, maybe, not flubs. So it's me promoting It's a Thing on other shows.
So like you accidentally called Daily Tech News Show It's a Thing. Welcome to, damn it.
Oops. I apologize if this has been covered, says Britt. I still have 22 episodes to go before I'm caught up, so Britt ain't going to hear this anytime soon. It may be just a very small circle that I'm exposed to, but I've noticed that when people are talking about the podcast, audiobooks, etc., they always tend to mention that they speed they are listening at. I know I do this because when I find a new show, I have to start from the beginning and listen to all 400, 250, et cetera, of the shows that are available, and I don't want it to take forever to catch up. Incidentally, no offense to Brian, but at 1.7 times speed, Molly, Brian, and Veronica Belmont all sound very similar.
Oh,
I think he means Brian Brushwood.
That hurts.
Thanks for all that both of you do. Hopefully, I will be caught up soon, not be 6 months out of date for Things in the World.
Also though, that's totally true. That is totally
the
true.
Speed.
Like everybody listens to podcasts sped up, which I have never even contemplated doing.
I do it.
But I guess I just don't listen that often. Or, you know, if
I do
I'm 2. Like
2.1. 2.1x.
Look, you know your time.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. But yeah, Everyone does, and everyone talks about it. And then they're always like, oh, I was shocked that you sound how you sound. Huh. I have this old-fashioned strategy, which I guess is like, I don't have time, so I won't listen.
Yeah.
I'm a fool.
There are shows that don't make the cut, even at 2X, but it does allow me to get more shows in. And I use Pocket Casts, and nobody sounds chipmunky. Nobody sounds sped up. They just sound more energetic.
Which actually explains an email I got that was like, yeah, I listened to you at regular speed and you sound really tired.
Yep. Yeah.
Shannon, our thing spotter galore, says, what better way to close out 2019 than declaring the death of Visco Girls as a thing? Per Shannon K, thing update coming in hot from the dance studio. I was just told by a sixth grade girl that the Visco Girl trend is over. Scrunchies are still okay in your hair, but if you wear them on your wrists, people get mad at you.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Sixth grade is like the crucible for these kinds of things. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ish moves fast in the kid world. I think it's probably over with them.
Yeah. The older Visco girls are going to be around for a while, but we will not be feeding any new younger Visco girls into the system, it sounds like.
But now that it's hit the, it makes sense that now that it's hit the mainstream, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Like
everybody knows about it. So of course it's over. They've got a whole new thing. Once we find out, over.
Matthew T with a potential thing from the classroom says, for most of my life, I've suffered from a medium amount of trypophobia, which is a fear of lots of small, irregularly arrayed objects or holes. If you think you might have it, do not Google it. It's been interesting to see how awareness of this as a thing has evolved in my lifetime. Growing up, I thought I was the only person with this fear or dislike and certainly didn't know it had a name. Gradually, I discovered a few other people with the same aversion, and not too many years ago, finally discovered that it was a named and recognized phenomenon, trypophobia. But now it's a thing. How do I know? Because my middle school students know it by name, and at least two or three kids in each of my classes have it to one extent or another. I usually find out when I'm showing a David Attenborough video and something like an army ant bivouac appears. Right away, I hear exclamations of dismay. My trypophobia! This will start a conversation, and usually half the class has heard of it already, even those that don't have it. I'm not sure what's prompted this new awareness, but it's fascinating how far it's come. Have to go.
Whoa.
Thought about the army ants too much and have to go off and shudder and compulsively scratch for a bit.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Wow. That's amazing. And here, as I look it up, is a story in the Washington Post about how Apple's newest iPhones.
I was going to say, yeah.
Have triggered people's trypophobia.
It was the iPhone 11 that brought it to my attention.
I bet it is. Oh my God, that's fascinating. Huh. Mm-hmm. And it totally goes with this sort of larger trend of the kids knowing all about their anxiety and their issues and talking about it constantly.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I became aware of trypophobia was when that iPhone story came out. But it sounds like these kids must have known before then. How would half the class know about it from an iPhone story? That seems too fast.
Yeah. Because
that thing just came out in the fall.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Interesting. Let's see. There was a Discord discussion about CBD, and per another J. Martin, my wife and I just found out that her sister and her sister's boyfriend have started giving their 10-year-old anxious dog CBD to calm him down. Mm. I also just heard on the NPR Shortwave podcast that the FDA is very concerned about all these CBD products and is trying to tell consumers to be careful because none of it is FDA approved. True. Then Routing Wonk came in with, when I see commercials for that kind of thing, it's always FDA cleared, not approved. My understanding is that means the FDA doesn't consider something like CBD infused hand cream to require approval. It is complicated, but yes, like so many things. Well, I mean, to be honest though, like the government has literally blocked the funding of any studies into marijuana and CBD and all of those things for decades now. So it's hard to know if it's true. It's hard to know what to think about the FDA not necessarily clearing it. It doesn't mean it's ineffective. It just means they don't know. There's not enough data.
They haven't looked at it. They haven't made a decision. Yeah. SCW Lung from Discord asked if cork-related accessories are popping up, like popping cork. Huh. Get it? Recently, he's like, is this going to be a thing? And then linked to a Google Keep Cup, which is a cup with a cork thing around the outside so you don't burn your hand when you put your coffee in it.
Huh.
This
okay,
is
that's
official
actually pretty
Google
clever.
Merchandise for official $35.
Google. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see the cork thing. coming back around because it goes it goes with the 70s vibe that we were just talking about.
And keep an eye on the cork thing. Thank you, SCW Lung.
Just as a side note, when I looked up trypophobia, I found the subreddit r/trypophobia, the most common phobia you've never heard of. And I will tell you that if you have it, don't go there.
Yes.
It's actually marked as not safe for work adult content, probably because it's literally just trying to like mess with these poor people who have trypophobia.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I had it, but now that I'm looking at these things, I'm like, oh, that is
but it'll
a
give
funny.
It to you if you don't have it.
Well, partly because some of it's just like gross skin. And so, oh, God. Yeah, okay. Reddit.
That's just gross.
Damn you.
That's not
damn you, Reddit.
Yeah.
That's about
never go to
that.
Reddit without proper assurances ahead of time. Hey, big shout outs to Gabriel Cohen, Mike Akins, and Louis St. Amour, our shout out level backers from last month. But we're getting, you know, close to the middle of the month. So if you are backing us at the shout out level this month, don't fear, your shout outs will be coming after January 1st.
That's right. And if you don't back us at any level, consider it. Patreon.com/it's a thing because your support is what keeps this show going. We are almost to our 1 year anniversary, which is so great. And we've hardly taken any shows off, which I have to say is pretty remarkable. Yep.
That's
and that is
y'all.
Literally all due to your support. That's it. Thank you.
If you
Thank
weren't
you.
Here, we wouldn't do it.
We wouldn't
it.
Be here either.
We wouldn't record it anyway. Feedback@itsathing.me if you want to send us an email.
Yep. And we will talk to you again next time.
Bye.
Bye. To the beat of
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.